Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, and this is PMC Live. And today is Thursday, the 4th of June. I'm joined virtually here by a couple of people from Petersburg Medical Center. We have Julie Walker and Kelsey Lamb. Hi, welcome to you both.
Hi, Joe.
And, hi, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some wellness and health initiatives that are underway at the medical center, right?
Yes.
So who would like to go first? Julie, would you like to start? What's started up at the medical center? This is a series of events that's getting going.
Sure, I'll start. So, when COVID first started here in Petersburg, our hospital's initial and most important response was really to focus on infection control and trying to prevent an outbreak in our community. But given kind of the new stresses and challenges people are facing during this time, we also wanted to be sure that we're promoting our overall health and wellness. So we started up the Healthy Community Series. We've already had a few events, but really this was just a way for us to encourage and engage our residents in healthy behaviors and activities, and really try to keep us connected during COVID. So we know that the two things are related, prevention control and promoting overall wellness. So, you know, if we can maintain our overall health and well-being, then we're going to be better suited to combat any illness that comes our way, including COVID. So we started with two events. We had them in April and May. So the first was our Earth Day trash collection event, followed almost right after that was the Circle of Life put on a virtual 5K. So those two events were the first in the Healthy Communities series. We've got another one coming up we'll share with you today.
Yeah, what is that's a challenge for this month, right?
Yeah, this month we are doing a community mileage challenge called Petersburg Goes the Distance. So we're inviting people to challenge themselves to a personal mileage goal. And then we're also challenging our community with a collective goal to see if we can walk, run, or bike 3,200 miles to represent our population.
And doing the math, that's 100 miles for each person.
That'd be 1 mile per person per population.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
100 would be a lot.
my math is way off. Okay, 1 mile. So that's a much more reasonable goal there. Everybody could do a mile.
Right. So, as many people as we can get to participate, you can participate one time and log 1 mile, or you can participate every week and log more miles to get us towards that community goal. We are doing a drawing each week. So anyone that gets at least 7 miles logged will go into a weekly drawing, and we'll be giving away gift certificates to local businesses.
Okay. All right. So you haven't had any drawings yet. That's at the end of the week?
That's right. We'll do the drawing each Monday morning. So we want people to log their miles by Sunday evening, and then we'll do the drawings on Mondays.
Okay. And this is, I believe, walking, running, biking.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, Kelsey, what else can you say about that program going on?
The running program or the miles program?
Yeah.
We're just excited to get everyone involved and out and moving. I think Julie covered everything we're doing with it. Be on the lookout on Facebook and our website for who wins the drawings each Monday.
Okay.
And how to log your miles. So you can find that how to log in and log your miles. There's no registration for it. You can, like I said, you can just do it one day, or you can do it every day or every week. But if you just go to pmcak.org or find us on Facebook, you'll see the link of where to log your miles.
Okay. And you're asking people to log by the end of the week. There's a deadline at the end of the week, right? Or
if you want to be included in the drawing, you got to get 7 miles each week, and you have to log them by Sunday night.
Gotcha. Okay.
If you just want your miles to go towards the community goal, it doesn't matter when you log them.
Okay. All right. And that series of events, are there more coming up after this month?
Hopefully. That's the plan. More to come. So stay tuned. We don't have a plan yet, but we are working on it.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask about the paddle battle. Kelsey, can you provide any update? Is that happening this year?
It is happening this year. The foundation met last month, and they would still like to see it happen, but with some social distancing, and we're going to change it up a little bit. So it'll be on June 20th. And I believe I'm still kind of checking out the tides, but I think it's going to start around 12:30. We're only going to go from Papkeys to Scow Bay this year, so it will be shorter, but we're going to have people kind of go in smaller groups so you can stay spread out at the beginning. And then there won't be a picnic this year, but we are going to provide some sort of snack or refuel for once you get to Scow Bay.
Okay. So stay tuned. Details to follow?
Yes, more details to follow. Watch our Facebook or our website next week. Hopefully I'll get some more information and registration up there.
Okay.
And instead of shirts this year, we are doing mini dry bags, and they are really cool. It will be, I think, the first 30 to register will get a dry bag.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you want to make sure you get registered if you want one of those. All right.
Yes.
And other than that, looks like the forecast might be okay for this weekend. So encourage people to get outside and be active.
Yes.
Anything else important to highlight?
I think that's it for today.
Okay. And Julie, did we cover it pretty well?
No, I think that's it. Get out there, get active, enjoy the weather, and stay well.
Okay. Thank you very much both for joining us. We'll have our next PMC Live show in about a month from now at the same time. You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg.